This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. A car bomb exploded in a vegetable market in the border town of Ras Al Ain in northeast Syria, with reports of several killed and wounded, the Syrian state news agency reported on Saturday. There were no further details about casualties in the report, but residents told Reuters that two people were killed and several more wounded. India's federal territory of Jammu and Kashmir plans to attract investments worth up to $4 billion in the next 2 to 3 years and would provide security to businesses setting up shop in the insurgency-hit region. That's what its chief said on Saturday. Jammu and Kashmir was India's only Muslim-majority state until August of 2019, when Prime Minister Narendra Modi carved out a Buddhist-dominated enclave and designated both as federally administered territories. China's relationship with the United States has reached a new crossroads and could get back on track following a period of unprecedented difficulty. This is what senior diplomat Wang Yi said in official comments published on Saturday. Relations between the world's two biggest economies have come under increasing strain amid a series of disputes over trade, human rights, and the origins of COVID-19 even. In its latest move, the United States blacklisted dozens of Chinese companies it said had ties to the military. And Pakistan on Saturday arrested a man accused of being a leader of an Islamist militant group blamed by the United States and India for the 2008 Mumbai attacks. A counterterrorism official said the arrest is in relation to terrorism financing, the official said, and not a specific militant act. This is VOA News. Several hundred French police on Saturday shut down an illegal rave party in northwestern France. It had been underway since New Year's Eve in defiance of a curfew and coronavirus restrictions on large gatherings. About 2,500 partiers from across France and even abroad attended the rave in an empty warehouse in Brittany. Techno music had blared out during the night from the warehouses, which had been transformed into illegal nightclubs. The local prefecture said Saturday the music had been switched off and sound systems dismantled after two nights, and the first revelers began leaving the site before dawn. The French Interior Minister said police had booked more than 1,200 people and seized a truck, sound equipment, and generators from the site of the illegal rave party. And officials say that many of these partiers were not wearing masks and were using narcotics. The regional health authority in Brittany noted the high risk of the spread of COVID-19 at the event and called on those who went to undergo coronavirus tests and self-isolate immediately for 7 days. Congo said on Saturday that 14 suspected Islamist militants and two soldiers were killed in fighting on New Year's Day as the Congolese army, backed by UN peacekeepers, regained control of Loose Village in the east of the country. The Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, has carried out several attacks in recent weeks. It's a Ugandan Islamist group that has emerged as the most lethal of the militias in Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern borderlands. An army spokesman said that troops had overpowered the, quote, ADF terrorists in the village and dislodged them from the area. And the United Nations mission in Congo said it helped Congo's army regain control. A local official said on Friday that the ADF was responsible for the killing of 17 people who were found hacked to death in North Kivu. More than 1,000 civilians have been killed in attacks attributed to the ADF in 2019 and 2020. According to UN figures, the U.S. Congress has overridden President Donald Trump's veto of a defense policy bill. It's a first by lawmakers since Mr. Trump took office nearly 4 years ago. In an extraordinary New Year's Day session, the Republican-controlled Senate turned aside the veto, dismissing the president's objections to the $740 billion bill. President Trump rejected the defense measure last week, saying it failed to limit social media companies he claimed were biased against him during his failed reelection campaign. He also opposed the language that allows for the renaming of military bases honoring Confederate leaders.